Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In his first televised face-to-face interview in 6 weeks, President Trump says it's very bothersome that the man leading the probe into possible ties between his campaign and Russia is friends with the former FBI director, James Comey, whom he fired. The president told Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is a close friend of Comey's. Mr. Trump also disputed Comey's claim that he asked Comey for a vow of loyalty during a private meeting at the White House. Mr. Trump tweeted Comey better hope that there were no tapes.
I didn't tape, and I don't have any tape, and I didn't tape. But when he found out that that there may be tapes out there, whether it's governmental tapes or anything else, and who knows, I think his story may have changed. I mean, you'll have to take a look at that, because then he has to tell what actually took place at the events.
Whether Russia interfered in last year's U.S. presidential election and whether there was any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia are the subject of ongoing investigations. Series of close encounters this month over the Baltic Sea and the U.S. shooting down Russian allies' aircraft in Syria have triggered concerns among defense analysts that any direct incident between Russia and the U.S., even if accidental, could quickly spiral out of control. Two back-to-back bombs went off in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 25, wounding more than 100. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the bombings. The U.S. State Department offered condolences. This is VOA News. On the first anniversary of Britain's decision to leave the European Union, leaders from the bloc have ended a summit in Brussels with questions about the residency rights of EU citizens in Britain once it exits the regional grouping. Addressing the bloc, British Prime Minister Theresa May discussed the fate of 3 million EU citizens who call Britain home.
I want all those EU citizens who are in the UK, who've made their lives and homes in our country, to know that no one will have to leave. We won't be seeing families split apart. People will be able to go on living their lives as before.
EU Council President Donald Tusk says his first impression is that the UK offer is below EU expectations and risk worsening the situation for its citizens. Exit talks between Britain and the EU started Monday and must be concluded within 2 years. It was the first summit since Britain triggered Article 50 in March, the official notification that they were leaving the European Union. United Nations reports about 250 million people used drugs in the year 2015, and of these, about 30 million suffered from drug use disorders, including addiction. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN Office on Drugs and Crime in Geneva.
The report says opioids, including heroin, are the most harmful drug type, accounting for 70% of drug-linked health problems worldwide. It says opioids are responsible for many premature drug deaths. Of the 12 million people who inject drugs worldwide, the report finds 1 in 8, or 1.6 million people, are living with HIV, and more than half, or slightly more than 6 million, are living with hepatitis C. Despite the many health problems afflicting drug users, the report by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime finds only 1 in 6 people seeking help have access to drug treatment programs. The report says organized crime groups are reaping huge profits from the multi-billion dollar drug trade, generating between 1/5 and 1/3 of their revenues from these illicit sales. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Several residential high-rise buildings in London are being evacuated because of fire safety concerns following a huge blaze at an apartment building that killed at least 79 last week. British government estimates up to 600 other high-rise buildings in the country face the same problems. Authorities say people displaced from their apartments probably will not be able to return for several weeks during work to remove and replace the building's exterior coatings. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.